Appreciate the special songs. Appreciate the Spirit of the Lord tonight. And I'm thankful for all the answered prayers. Thought about when Sister Wanda testified and hearing about Sister or Brother Dan Gillenbeck and different things that the Lord is doing. We're so used to hearing stuff like that. Sometimes we may fail to appreciate it as we should. That's just like God. He does these things for us all the time. I thank the Lord for that. Appreciate Sister Julie's testimony tonight. And I would like us to begin tonight as we look into the Word of God. I want to read a little bit more from where Sister Julie read to us. The Lord had brought the children of Israel, just heard this, brought the children of Israel to the Red Sea, and it seemed like they didn't have anywhere else to go. And if they would have turned back, what were they facing? Facing Pharaoh's army, wasn't it? They were facing destruction, but ahead of them, the Red Sea was there. And so God told them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because He saw the questions that the people were asking. And then in the 14th verse, it says the Lord, in the 14th chapter of Exodus, in the 14th verse, it says, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Do you know this tonight that God's going to fight for us this evening? We don't have to feel like we have to grit our teeth to fight the devil tonight. Whatever our battles are this evening, we've already been told tonight to stand still and let God work. But once we know that God is working, the Lord said to Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Folks, there is a time to stand still. And there is a time to let God work. And there is a time to let Him open up the path ahead of us. But there's a time that comes for us to stop crying. And He said this, Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? He said, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. The Lord would have us tonight, and I know this is the last night of the revival meeting, and in the Spirit of the Lord again, He's wanting to encourage us to go forward tonight. Let's not go backward. If we go backward, Pharaoh's army is waiting to destroy us. Folks, we have gone too far to turn back. If you made a start for God tonight, and the Lord has been blessing you, the Lord's been revealing things to you, we've gone too far to turn back. So I want to encourage you tonight, go forward. Go forward in your marriages. Go forward in your homes. Go forward in your individual walk with God. And I want to encourage the congregation here tonight. Go still and let God work. Let God show you where He's going to take you. See, they didn't know where to go, so they stood still, but they were crying. And the Lord said, okay, time for crying is over. Move forward. Folks, the Lord wants us to move forward tonight. Over in Jeremiah, in the 7th chapter. Jeremiah chapter 7, beginning with verse 23. Again, the children of Israel had a number of problems in their journey. Not only when they got to, not before they got to the land of Canaan, but even after they got into the land, they had a lot of issues. Had a lot of issues. And we find in the 23rd verse, the prophet said, this one thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well unto you. And as traditionally happens so many times with the children of Israel, it said they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but they walked in the counsels and the imagination of their evil heart. Folks, the Lord tonight is still calling for us to obey His voice. Sometimes we complicate God. He's a lot more complicated than we are, but the plan of salvation, sometimes we can get our minds so wrapped up into it that we don't even understand anything about God. And sometimes we need to just stop and come back down to the basics. And the Lord's saying, I want you to obey me. I want you to walk where I show you to walk. And if you don't understand it tonight, do what you know to do right. There are some people this evening that say, but I don't understand this issue. Well, I might not either, but there are a few things I do know. There are some things I do know God wants me to do. How are we doing with those? More often than not, the places that we don't understand, we will use those as an excuse not to do the things we know are clear in the Scripture. So I want to encourage us tonight, obey the voice of God. And if there are things you don't understand, lay them on the altar and be faithful to do what you know God is requiring of you. He said, they hearkened not. And it said they went backward and not forward. Folks, do you realize that knowing the times that we're living in again tonight, that history is repeating itself. There are too many people that are following their own counsel, their own opinions, and their own ideas, and we just need to stop and be still, listen to the voice of God, and the Lord's going to say, go forward. You know what the Lord has to say to the Guthrie congregation tonight? Go forward. It's time to move from where we've been. It's time to move, folks, brothers and sisters in your homes. Brothers, it's time to move from where you've been and be a better husband than what you've been. It's time for those of us that are parents to move from where we've been and seek God that we would be a better example for our children. It's time in our individual walk with God to move where we've been and be more faithful in spending time with God in reading and praying. It is time when we come together in services like this and the Lord is among us, it is time that we move and be freer to give God praise. It is time that we move away from feeling like we're in these four walls and we're shackled in and we can't open up our mouths. You know, the Lord wants us to move forward from where we've been. I still remember a message Brother Stanley preached about 3 years ago in the meeting on giving God praise. And I think, how have we done? We heard the message how the Lord, the devil, is trying to steal our praise as God's people. And we were inspired. I don't know if any of you remember that message. And people were inspired and people were starting to feel a little bit freer about agreeing with the Word and praising the Lord in the services. But I wonder how we're doing tonight. The Lord wants us to move forward and not go backward tonight. The things in this meeting, and as you've been hearing the Word, just as it's preached through the weeks, you know the Lord doesn't want us to go back on what we know is right. Let's move forward tonight. I would that all of us leave here this evening with a renewed purpose and a renewed determination that, Lord, by Your grace, I'm going to go forward. Forward, forward is the battle cry tonight. We have a song that says that. Forward, forward is the battle cry. There are many tonight, as history is repeating itself, they're going back to sin. Many going back to the world. There are too many tonight sitting, and again, I'm not pointing any fingers, I'm speaking generally here. There are too many that sit in the pews that are going back to old habits that God one time dealt with us about. There are too many that, you know, when you think back, you know, when you get in trouble, it's easy to listen to God. Well, the Lord revealed I need to give this up. Lord, whatever it takes to get me out of this trouble, I'm willing to do it. You let a few months elapse, where are you then? Too many times when the Lord has revealed something to us in His Spirit, we tend to start to slip back. Folks, that's human. That's natural to go back to old ways of living and old attitudes and just the old spiritual rut, that old form of godliness. But the Lord is saying tonight, I want you to move forward. I want you to get further down the road than what you've ever been before. I ask us tonight, what direction has your life been going? Have you been moving forward or have you been moving backward? I want to say this, regardless of what you've been doing up until tonight, the Lord is giving all of us opportunity tonight to say, Lord, by Your grace, I'm going to go forward. Maybe the last year I've been spiritually lax. Maybe the last few years I just haven't had the zeal and the fire and I haven't been as careful as I should. Folks, the Lord is not raised His sword of judgment on us tonight. But rather the Lord's saying, would you move forward? I'm giving all of us an opportunity. Thank You, Lord, for renewing that. Thank You, Lord, for saying, Michael, I know you've really made some mistakes and really messed up, but Michael, you go forward now. It's time to get up from where we've been and move forward and be encouraged. Be encouraged to move forward. Remember, we just touched on it briefly this morning. When the glory of God came down on the tabernacle, when God was ready to move, the glory lifted up. And that cloud in that fire, it moved. And all the people packed their bags and they moved with it. We want to stay with the glory. Oh, folks, I want to encourage us tonight. Let's stay with the glory. The glory, and I appreciate again what Sister Julie said. The Lord is not going to lead us back to Egypt, folks. The glory is not going to lead us back to the world. The glory is not going to lead us back to the tainted truth that so many are preaching today. The glory doesn't do that. But if we will watch the glory, we want to move with it and go forward and not backward like so many are tonight. And again, we could talk a lot about moving backward, but the Lord would have us be encouraged tonight to move forward. Sometimes the devil paints a dark picture, and the Red Sea is one of those pictures. I don't know where to go. Lord, you are the one that brought me here. In my marriage, in the congregation, with people problems, with physical battles, with financial things. Lord, I feel like you are the one that brought me in this mess. What am I going to do about it? Okay, you stand still and let me work, but never go backward. Never back up. Never lose our trust and faith in God. And it's going to be soon. The Lord is going to say, okay, pack your bags and let's get out of here and move forward. The Lord has some more land for us tonight, folks. God has some greater victories. And too many times we're living life and we're saying, Lord, I'm believing in you and I believe you're going to bring me out of this. And then we start to get discouraged. And say, Lord, I've been following the glory. I've been following your Spirit. Don't go backward. Because your victory may be over that next hill. Your victory may be just right around the corner. Folks, we've gone too far to turn back tonight. Let's not allow the enemy to cause us to get this negative thinking. The devil would like, and again, we need to know the times. But I want to say there is the balance of that is, I don't want to allow the devil to keep the times in front of me so much that I can't move forward. Oh, it's so wicked around me. It's so evil. And so pretty soon I start to close within myself to protect myself from the enemy. And the Lord's saying, no, I have more ground for my people to gain. Folks, I believe God wants to take us somewhere tonight. God wants to take us individually, and I believe God wants to take us as a people tonight. He wants us to move from where we've been. Folks, I say in love tonight, we as a movement, as a body of people, have been the same place too long. We've been in the same place too long. And I say tonight, the Spirit of God is wanting us to get up and move. Not based on emotion, not saying, well, we better do something, so what do? But standing still, Lord, what do you want of me? And when he shows us, say, Lord, I'm willing to go. Folks, the Lord will part that Red Sea for us. He'll part the way. Victory over the next hill. One of the scriptures, isn't it, says to press the battle to the gates. Let's not give in. Let's not let the enemy come in and cause us to have that defeatist attitude and that bleak outlook. Folks, God is still on His throne. He is still saving people from sin. He is still healing sick bodies. He is still working miracles. He's still giving us grace for people that get on our nerves. He's still giving us grace for people that are a trial to us. He's still giving us grace and love for our enemies. And when our rights are violated, He is still giving us power to love and to pray for them that despitefully use us. Folks, we need to move. Lord, I want to stay where the glory is. But folks, I will say in these times that we're living in, if we're not careful, the glory is going to leave us behind. I don't want it to leave me behind, but Lord, help me to go forward every single day. And this does not mean that there necessarily has to be some radical change. I'm talking about daily living here. In your daily life, come tomorrow morning, meeting's over, guess what? You're going to have some of the same old battles. Same old devil, but it's still the same great God. It's still the same glory. It's still the same power. And let's be encouraged to go forward now, Lord. Folks, God wants all of us to come forward. You realize that? He's not just saying, well, now Brother Stanley and Sister Marsha. He's saying all of us. Brother Mike, this starts with me. For me, I can't do anything about y'all. We need to move forward from where we've been. Folks, I'm encouraged about this. We ought to be inspired. Lord, thank you for giving us another opportunity. And I say not only for us individually, I will say for us collectively tonight. There have been times the Spirit of God has lifted off movements and people and congregations because they failed to go where the glory is. I believe that God is giving us another opportunity. I believe the Lord tonight is giving us another time, another challenge to say, be sure to stay where the glory is. Don't compromise it, don't let it down, but let the glory work in our life and let's move forward. Thank the Lord. We won't take the time to read about David. Most of us here know the story of David and Goliath, don't we? You remember when David, and you can read it later if you want in the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. But David went out to the battle where his brothers were battling. No, they weren't either. They were just there scared. They weren't doing any fighting. He went out and there was Goliath. He said, what's going on? I'm going to put this in my words. What's happening? Why are you guys so scared? Goliath put out a challenge, said, let someone come and fight me. And whoever wins, the others will be their servants. And David said, who is this dirty, uncircumcised Philistine that's standing against the armies of the living God? Folks, you know, we need to have that same faith tonight. And it said, when David came and looked, it said the army of Israel fled in fright. There's too much fleeing going on, folks. The devil is working in the camp of the saints. But if we're not careful, we're going to hide our heads and say, I don't know what to do and I'm scared. And the Lord's saying, get up. Who is this defying God's army? Folks, we are marching behind Jesus Christ tonight. Why are we so scared? What are we afraid of? I say it's time in the Spirit of God to stand up and let the glory be made manifest in our lives. Let the glory of God be made manifest here in Guthrie. And then people that would want to go another way, and those that would gainsay the truth and the doctrine that's being lived and preached, that they would have to say, this is where the glory is. This is where the glory is. I think sometimes we've been guilty too much of running away from the Goliaths. We've been too guilty of running away from the devil. And I say it's time in the Spirit of God to stand up and say, who is this that's defying the army of the living God? And so his brothers weren't very happy. And I will tell you tonight, you take that kind of attitude, and I'm not talking about carnally either. People can do this carnally, speak the truth in love. But you stand for God and go forward, and there are going to be those that won't like you anymore. Who do you think you are? Go back to your sheep and be quiet. You will find this is a reality, folks. Who do you think you are? I don't know, I'm not much, but I'll tell you what, there's someone that's defying the army of the living God, and I'm not going to run away anymore. We don't need to be afraid. And so then, the message got back to Saul. David said, oh, y'all don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. Who on earth did he think he was? Here's this fella coming along that wasn't even trained in the art of war, and he told all these big, strong, trained soldiers, just stand out of the way. I'll take care of it. Go back home. Well, he said, I'll take care of it. So he went to Saul, and Saul said, well, they advised him against him. He said, if you're going to go out there, then we'll give you some armor, and we'll give you all these things to fortify you. David tried it and said, I don't want this stuff. Folks, in going forward, have we ever been guilty of starting to do some things and take some things on among us that God would rather us just say, no, we're going to put this aside and we're going to seek for the power of God. Don't need to start using, getting man involved in this. Let's not depend on men's armor. Let's not depend upon men's intellect. In men's education, what we need among the saints more than ever is greater anointing in our lives. We need to go forward, saints. We need to move from where we've been, because if we don't, the devil will cause us to flee. But folks, we don't have to run. Goliath can be out there and bellow all he wants. Let him bellow away, folks. There's going to be people right among us, friends and family, that they're going to have a whole lot to say. I want to encourage you to keep going forward. And so David said, well, I don't want these things. I want us to understand the army of Israel was fleeing because they were very aware of their own inadequacies. They were very aware of their own weaknesses. Now, who of us here tonight does not have weaknesses? Who of us here can say, everything that's in the Bible, you just come home with me and you won't see one little weakness in my life? There's a few of you thinking that wouldn't work real well. I want us to understand, the children of Israel were focusing on their weakness rather than focusing on the power that was with God. Tonight, we do not have the strength to go fight the Goliaths in life in our own power. You can go out there and say, who is this dirty, uncircumcised Philistine? And go out there and you'll get killed if you think you can do it in your own strength. But he went out and David, he was willing to go out and he went out saying that the Lord delivered me from the lion, he delivered me from the bear, and the Lord is going to deliver you into my hand. David asked the question, he said, is there not a cause? Is there a cause tonight in your marriage? Is there a cause? And I would say to us again as a congregation and as a body of people, is there not still a cause tonight? I say there is a cause, Lord. So would you then help me not to just stay so focused on my own weaknesses, and I have them. But if I allow myself to get so, the devil's right there to do that, that all I see is my weakness, I'm going to be afraid to go forward. But if we can learn to do as David did and have faith in God and say, I come not to you with armor, I'm not coming in my own strength, I'm not coming in my own ability, but I'm coming to you, Goliath, in the name of the Lord. Folks, David went forward. And if we will go forward tonight, there are some giants that we're going to kill. There are some things that are in people's lives tonight that we need to take faith and realize it's not our own strength. He came in the name of the Lord, and folks, David won a battle that day. That Sister Marcia told us the other night how that the devil had lost his power. Folks, the devil does not have power over us anymore. And if we're running from temptation, if we're running from the power of the devil, I want us to understand we need to go forward, that power be broken tonight. We can't spend our lives running away, folks. You run away because you have a problem and you're going to be running your whole life. There are people, there's someone I have in mind tonight, no one here. And they have moved from congregation, they got hurt. And so they packed their bags and they moved to another congregation and they got hurt and they moved somewhere else. Everybody was the same. They were running from their own problem, and tonight is, to my knowledge, they're not saved. We cannot afford to run away from problems, folks. If all of us run away, who is going to stand and fight for the Lord? If all of us run away tonight when there are issues that face us today as congregations, if we all run away and say, we'll go backward here, who's going to say, who is this that's trying to defy the army of the living God? It's time, folks, we be encouraged again. Let's go forward tonight. Let's go forward. Scripture over in Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. If there are things in your life that you're discouraged about, lift your eyes up off your weakness. And let's realize that our source of strength is Jesus Christ. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Folks, we can't win the battles of life in our own strength. All of us are too weak to do that. But if we will put our trust and our confidence and our faith in God, the Lord will move us from where we are and we can go forward. As the Scripture also says over in Zechariah 4:6, it said, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Folks, the Spirit is the answer tonight to going forward. So again, I entreat us in the Lord tonight, forward, forward, let's go. Let's go forward in victory, earnestly, contending for the faith. We're talking about this faith right here that was once delivered to the saints. Let's earnestly contend for this faith. Let's go forward tonight with a renewed zeal for the work of God. Let's go forward tonight with a renewed vision of what it means to be a dad and mom and a husband and wife. Let's go forward tonight with a renewed zeal for when I come to service, I don't want to just be a bench warmer, but I want to come and I want to honor God and I want to worship God and I want to move from where I've been. Folks, we're not interested in working something up because it won't last. It won't last, but when the Spirit moves, let's submit to it, and He'll never take us back to that place again. He will take us to a land in greater victories, in greater peace, in greater joy than we've ever experienced before. In closing, we're not even going to take to read it tonight. Over in Revelation, John the Revelator got a vision, and he saw someone on a white horse. And it said that the horse went forward, going forth to conquer and to conquer. Conquering and to conquer. Folks, that in that instance, we don't have the time to study it, that was not talking just about Jesus Christ. That was talking about the church. The church going forward. Victory after victory. Power after power. The battle, folks, is ours tonight. Let's go forward. And then over in Revelation in the 19th chapter, we have a vision of Christ. And Christ is there sitting on a white horse. Do you think he was riding backwards, folks? Do you think his horse was going backward? Which direction was he going? He was going forward. And do you know who was behind him? Said there was a great army behind him. They were going forward. I want to encourage us tonight, let's stay behind Jesus Christ. He's not going to lead us back. He's not going to take us back to what we used to be or how it used to be, but He will do something new in our life. Forward, forward is the battle cry. Folks, let's be encouraged tonight. As we go forward, the glory, as led by the glory and the Spirit of God, folks, God has some more ground for us to gain tonight. I am confident of that, and I want to say, Lord, I am willing tonight to go forward. And no longer am I going to allow the weaknesses and the past failures in my life to cause me to be afraid to take a step of faith and go forward. Amen.